pain body has become you. It's feeding on your mind. And at that time, you don't want to let go of the negative stream of thinking. You love it. Not ultimately you, but you have identified with pain body. That's why you love the pain. It's an indulgence in the negativity of it. More of it, more, please. And it can become very destructive. It can destroy sometimes a pain body episode, which can last for a few hours, can last even for a whole day, in some cases 2 days. It can stick around for 3 days. It varies from person to person. But a few hours is quite normal. A few days is not uncommon. Longer periods are also possible in very heavy pain bodies. They can be active for hold for 2 weeks, 3 weeks, even in some extreme cases, 90% of the time. 100% of the time in deeply unhappy people who live almost exclusively through their pain body, and everything they see and judge is through the pain. Every relationship gets immediately sabotaged through the pain that they carry, so they bring it into the relationship. But most people have dormant pain bodies and active. They fluctuate once a week, once every 2 weeks, twice a week. The pain body will need to feed on more pain. And then it'll use your partner, because it's not enough to feed on your mind. It is looking to other people to feed on their reactions. Emotional pain. Give me some pain. I need some more drama, please. And the right buttons are pushed, especially in your partner, and you get drama. And they love it. Couples are forced in the unconscious state to reenact periodically their particular version of the drama, and they're feeding their pain bodies. Please, I want you to feed my pain body. And so I'm going to provoke you and say something that will trigger pain in you. And it works every time. And so this is an unconscious movement, and many people become so identified with this that it can easily obscure presence. The portals, the gates shut of the portals. Clong, clong, clong. And then the pain body says, all that nonsense about pain body and all that talk was so much nonsense. This is real. This is real. And after it, the pain body has fed on other people, preferably your partner, but colleagues will do, other family members will do. Or if you're a hermit, it'll feed on your mind and that'll be enough. So then it gradually becomes dormant again and you feel a lot better. So does the pain body. The pain body feels a lot better when it feels a lot worse, because to the pain body, better means worse. And so pain body is an important aspect of the self, the mind-made self, because it is the old emotional accumulations that very often empower, amplify the structures of the mind-made self. So here you have the mind-made self that's already quite dysfunctional, but added to the dysfunction that's already there comes all the pain from the human past, human pain, and it becomes a me, a self that was already heavy even without that, and now gets so heavy that you can't carry that burden of self anymore. There's so much suffering in it, so much anger, so much fear, whatever the predominant energy field of pain body is, such heaviness, turbulence,